Good morning. This is Jim, the Keys bartender. I'm doing a special episode today. It's just a forecast episode because I'm going to record tomorrow. That's a numbered episode. So it is quarter of, I got my watch upside down, I think. No, it's quarter of eight, quarter of nine in the morning. I've been up for about an hour and a half. But I am getting ready to go into work. So I have to go and get gas. I have to go and get something to eat. But I've been working at the Amrata Brewery and Distillery today. And I guess I woke up well rested, ready to go. Not unusual. I've been doing that more and more this often. But I'm going to try to do something that I normally don't do, and that's just get mentally prepared. And I'm thinking about there's this book I read years ago called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and it's kind of new agey for some of you that don't do that stuff, but I always found it really great. And the funny thing about it, there's only four tenets to this particular book, and I can't. And for some reason, I can only remember three of the tenets. And one of them is don't take anything personally. Another one is always do your best. And a third one is be impeccable of speech. And for some reason, I always drop the fourth one. And I obviously some of the, and it doesn't have any rhyme or reason which fourth one I forget. But I'm going to try that. Being impeccable speech is really hard for me because being impeccable speech is meaning to be truthful about something. And you know, the sarcasm just is on, cruise control for me. Just that's the what I do that. It's entertaining myself. I used to kid myself that I'm entertaining other people, but I'm actually entertaining myself. So I'm going to try to do that. Doing my best, that's not always a difficult thing. I'm going to take away that always. I would like to think that most of the time I'm attempting to do my best. Sometimes I'm attempting to do as much as I can. And that doesn't always incorporate doing your best because you're trying to do too many things and you don't do anything particularly very well. Well, today I'm going to try to focus on that. So if I can focus on three of the four agreements, doing my best, being impeccable speech, I'll take nothing personally. Now I forget another, the fourth one again. You see it? It's always been that way. Don't take anything personally. So if I'm slighted or someone's not behaving correctly or not working up to their ability, that it's a, taking things personally and just letting things go. Well, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And I'm going to attempt to do that. I'm going to see how great a day I can have doing that. Because there is a lot of things I have no control of. I'm going to be leaving in a couple minutes. I'm going to have to stop by the store, see if they have the kind of sandwiches I like. Otherwise, I have a backup plan of these protein shakes in the fridge at work. But I don't want to be drinking those too much because I think it's just piling on the weight for me, even though it's not that many calories. I do that in sort of, I came across this kind of quick fix at work. If you're an avid listener, you'll know that if I'm like many people, if I'm not eating and I'm not getting anything in my belly, I get so fucking irritable. I do. It doesn't start in the morning though. I could go five hours without eating in the morning. I mean, I'll be up until 11, 12 o'clock. Don't even think about it. I can wait to eat my first. But later on in the day, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. If I haven't eaten, it really shows. I know it's like intermittent fasting, and I get all pissy. and miserable. And I'm late to the show sometimes. I'm not talking about this show. Late to realizing that, wow, I'm real pissy and I just get angry. And then I get to the realization, oh, you haven't eaten. If I realize that prior to getting, or while I'm getting angry, I go, well, that's not me angry. I'm not angry. That's me hungry. I don't even like using the word hangry. Too simplistic. So there we go. As I said, it is a beautiful day. Temperature's great. Abby's still sleeping. Sky went into work. My daughter went into work already. So I'm getting ready. And it is so nice. You know, it's just beautiful weather. It's not going to be very crowded today on the highway, but I think we'll probably have a good crowd at work. It is Saturday, you know? And I think we'll, I mean, people love to be outside. If they're not fishing, why not spend your time at the garden at the Almirada Brewery and Distillery? I guess I got to mark this as a advertising bid. So I'll do that. And the Almirada Brewery and Distillery is in Almirada. Might as well do it. You can find me out in the beer garden today. The nice thing about waking up, if you don't want to wake up down here, you probably would find it annoying. But right around 7 o'clock, it sounds like Dr. Doolittle's living room or waiting room. If you've seen the Eddie Murphy or the classic one, Dr. Doolittle with Rex Harrison, or Ace Ventura, where he has all those pets. The pet detective, he has all his pets in his apartment. Well, we have the windows open. The temperature's been beautiful. It's in the mid-60s at night. So we open up the windows, get some fresh air in here. And you hear the geckos doing the things, cardinals, woodpecker, mockingbird, dogs, cats, chickens. Yep, chickens. Though we are a small town, we do have chickens. People keep chickens here. You're allowed to keep chickens. You're just not allowed to keep roosters. Or you don't need a permit to keep chickens. But if you have a rooster, you have to have a permit. I just found that out. And if I was not planning on going a couple weeks to Poland this year, I think I would definitely entertain the idea of having some chickens. I definitely probably have a dog too. It's you get best of both worlds. It's almost like you have a little farm, a chicken ranch, not like the chicken ranch you have in Las Vegas, but real chickens and maybe a couple dogs and a cat. But you know, people always say you don't really own cats. Cats just hang around. So here I go. I'm getting ready to work. I hope you have a wonderful day. I will be back tomorrow telling you how it worked out. See if the plan, it's always, there's a saying about war or boxing. Mike Tyson has this about boxing. You can have a plan to fight. You can have a whole plan on how to fight, but that all, it goes down the tube once you're punched in the face. And I just have to take the first punch. I don't know if that is a graphically great way to represent your day and meeting the challenges. But I'll try to do that. And I could probably, this would be the first punch in the face because I thought I'd do a little better job doing the show. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Bye.